Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Breaking theme park news. This is a big deal. And one of the most aggressive plans I've ever heard of for somebody to, you know, I mean, Disney's, it feels like it's just always been there, because for my life, it has been.
Yeah. You know, 1970, okay. 73, 72.
Something like something. That. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is they all start somewhere. And typically, you know, in the olden days, they would start small, but you can't start one small now.
No,
because then it will just be gone. So some folks in Oklahoma are going to build a massive $2 billion brand new theme park in the middle of Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. All right.
I'm excited to welcome you to the next big attraction right here on historic Route 66 in northeast Oklahoma. The theme park is going to be based on different lands, Liberty Village, as you enter the park through the main entrance. The Great Plains area, the Bayou Bay, Big Timber Falls, the Stony Point Harbor. We have a 4-star hotel with a boardwalk that will be there, and then Electropolis. We have custom designed rides. We'll have a slew of attractions and live shows that'll be going on the park throughout the day. We're going to try really hard to keep it down to where a family of four can be something that they can afford and not spend their life savings to come spend a week with us.
Well, that is a good
idea. Our theme park is scheduled to open in the fall of 2026.
Wow.
So just 3 years from now. And it's worth noting that I'm assuming he's standing on the site of the place called American Heartland, again, just off Route 66 in Oklahoma. He's standing in the middle of a field with like one piece of heavy machinery behind him, and that's it. They haven't broken ground on this, and it's going to be open in 3 years.
That's a pretty audacious plan.
I mean, there's not a whole lot in Northeast.
I'm trying to figure it.
I mean the closest thing would be Tulsa.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it's a lot of fields. But then again, Orlando was no destination prior to Disney being there. There was, you know, a small town and a swamp.
But also, it was in Florida, which already was a destination. Maybe not Orlando itself, but like the entire outer ring of Florida. Yes. Oklahoma, on the other hand, is not where a lot of people would flock to.
But I bet there's a lot of population not that far away that trip to Disney or something else is expensive and a lot.
Yeah.
This one's in the middle of nowhere. But let's...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, I don't know how far, you know, if it's right between Kansas City and Oklahoma City. Maybe.
Liberty Village, be an American town in the 1950s, like Disney's Main Street, USA. The mock-ups show old cars on the street, a paper boy selling newspapers at a town square with a replica of the Liberty Bell. Now, this next part, I'm not sure why you'd need this at the theme park. The next, like, area is the Great Plays. Windmills, silos, and a barn. That's the same as everything that's not in the park.
You're already there.
Right.
I've been in that area a lot in my life. That's that.
The theme park is in the Great Plains.
And it's going to have a Charlotte's Web attraction. That's the number one thing kids have been clamoring for right now is some sort of spider that draws words.
I think Disney has Star Wars
and Marvel.
American Heartland has Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, I think one of the big mistakes that a lot of, primarily in this case, this guy is a boomer, like the older generations, I think the thing that they're lacking is or the understanding of kids enjoying things that aren't freaking old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on down to Main Street and you can bring your kids. They're going to love our... roll a tire down the road with a stick attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to go around the corner to old timey land to kick the can.
Yep.
Your kids will have a blast.
Oh, be in the village square at noon for the Jacks tournament.
How would you like to go to Bayou Bay after we hit the Great Plains and see that Charlotte's Web attraction? Hobbings, your kids and mine, Steve, yours as well, and all the kids associated with the show will enjoy going to Bayou Bay, designed to look like Mississippi or Louisiana 150 years ago. Gosh, that would have been.
Everybody would want to go to Louisiana or Mississippi 150 years.
So, like the 1870s?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Tell you, it's not going to those areas then.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have seafood restaurants, swamp themed lazy river ride.
Oh, no.
And you could go to an attraction called the Voodoo House.
Okay, if that swamp theme lazy river ride doesn't have alligator floats or crocodile floats, mm-hmm. whichever ones are in swamps, they're really missing an opportunity. They really are.
Yeah, you got to bring a certain level of danger for today's kids.
Mm-hmm. Like, put a couple real ones in there, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe just use the electrical tape around their snout so they can't do too much damage.
Then we'll spend our next 15 minutes in the area known as Big Timber Falls. It's going to look like the Northwest with pine trees, mountains, a splash mountain knockoff called Bigfoot Falls, and a bunch of granola-loving hippies riding incumbent bikes.
That was the only... I think it's recumbent bikes.
Yes, recumbent. Yeah,
these are incumbent bikes. Bikes that were already elected.
That was the only part of it that looked somewhat okay in the video, because there was a really, really, really tall log flume.
That did look cool.
Yeah.
Stony Point Harbor, a New England-themed area like the coast of Maine or Massachusetts. It'll have a big sailboat and a haunted lighthouse. Ooh.
Okay, so this is all like America. 1850. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess. Well, some of it, though, I guess if it's more old time, then it's like 1950. So it's a smattering of eras and locations.
If it gets built, which doesn't seem likely, it'll probably be somewhat successful.
I think it will.
I mean, if they're building it in a place where there's just nothing else.
But the way it sounds like, we're come on down to future land. And then it's just a computer from 1994 with a printer hooked up to it. Like, it feels a little outdated already.
Yeah, it's, it could do something, but it's not super far from the Ozarks or Kansas City or Oklahoma, but I would think that if Texas. You were going to any of those places, you'd go to one of those places. Like, it seems like this would be better actually in the Ozarks, where there's a lot of things like Branson and whatnot than, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma, but what do I know?
The RV park's going to open a year before the theme park.
So you
Which
can just
is really counterintuitive to me.
Construction equipment.
Look, kids, bulldozer.
Yeah, I might go the opposite direction in that deal, but you know, whatever.
Well, I hope it works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always good, happy to have people have a place to go.
There'll be 4,000 new jobs, which certainly the area can use.
Are there that many people?
That's a great question. A couple people writing, if you build it, they will come.
I don't know. The people have said that before. People said that about Auto World in Flint, too.
Oh, that was going to be a theme park. Man, I was so mad at my parents when that thing closed down. So Auto World opened in the 80s, and I never got to go to it because my parents said no.
Sure, yeah.
Every time I'd be like, can we go to Auto World? They had a giant engine that was like 2 stories tall and worked. That's what I wanted to see. And then it just closed.
Yeah, it wasn't around very long.
Was that all they had?
I don't know. That's what they advertised, and that's what got me, Steve. You got to remember, I was 10, so that was enough.
It was, you know what? That was a Six Flags location. Six Flags Auto World.
Really?
Yeah. It opened on July 4th, 1984, and then closed 6 months later.
6 months?
Whoa. Yeah, well, and then it shut down for good in 1994, so it lasted 10 years, but barely.
So it lasted 6 months, closed down, then reopened at some point. How many more times did it close down before it really closed down?
A few times. They really wanted to make it work, but that wasn't the most economically strong time for the city of Flint.
They might have wanted to open that in the 60s.
That would have been a great time to have it, probably.
Let's see. I can't wait for this park to fail so I can buy a lot of the things at a foreclosure auction for $100.
I mean, maybe.
Can we get an Oregon trail ride where you have to choose to either eat or kill a family member?
There's so many great possibilities.
It's not going to work out.
You don't think so?
I don't know. This could be you talking about the iPad when it was announced.
Maybe it will. I mean, Northwest Arkansas, somebody points out, and they're right, has the corporate headquarters for Walmart, Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt. So there's a lot of money there.
Mm-hmm. Why not, man? I mean, yeah, it's not impossible. But they're going to have to get some. They're going to have to get some good associations, though.
Doing live shows there every 3 months.
Yeah,
right. I'll get on board.
The Liberty Town Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Hey, you know what? I would have a blast there.
Well, that's when they start a rally, man.
I would have a blast.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.